Now for our story. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Del Shipley's nightclub, the Golden Peacock, was quiet now. The last patrons had gone. The chairs were piled on the tabletops, and only a dim nightlight lit the room, which a few hours earlier had been gay with music and color. But up above in Del's suite, she and Aunt Mary, in their dressing gowns and slippers, are sitting in comfortable, easy chairs opposite each other. On the low coffee table between them is a tray with coffee and sandwiches.
Another cup, Mary?
No, thank you, Del. I'm tired. Well, a little.
Mary, maybe you'd like to turn in right now. We can talk in the morning.
Well, I should say not, Del. After not seeing you all these months, I want to hear all about you.
You know me. I'm past the age when anything ever happens.
I know better than that, Del.
Anyway, let's not waste time on my doings. I'm interested in the Lane establishment. Lily's a pretty good letter writer, but even so, I like my news firsthand.
I imagine Lily's told you about the trouble we've been having.
Over a fellow named Descarry?
That's right.
Yeah. Lily said this Descarry beat up his wife and then cleared out.
Mario Descarry believed some gossip. Gossip that concerned Bill Meade and Peggy.
Gosh, when I read that, I could hardly believe my eyes. Why, anybody who knew either one of those kids ought to have better sense.
You'd think so. But nevertheless, those rumors have caused a great deal of unhappiness. And it's not over yet, by any means.
Well, come, Mary. Lily said Descarry's wife finally admitted it was her husband who hurt her and that Bill wasn't involved in any way. Or did I get it wrong?
No, that's true, Del. But you see, a lot of people still believe Bill was guilty of breaking up the Descarrys and coming between Mario and Carla. And as a result, Bill's lost his job at the bank.
Oh, Mary, I don't know David Bowman very well, but that doesn't sound like him. Believing a lot of darn fool gossip.
Oh, it wasn't David's doing. He stood up for Bill. But after all, he had the board of directors to contend with.
Oh, I see. So that's what happened.
Huh. I believe David would have been able to persuade them, make them see what an injustice it was to Bill. In fact, David and I had a long talk with Henry Swanson about it. He's more or less a leader among the minority stockholders on the board. And Henry finally said he'd talk to the rest about letting Bill stay on.
Well, didn't he keep his word?
He would have, but, well, Ben Calvert bought Henry out, took over his shares.
Calvert. I might have known he'd have his sticky little fingers in it somewhere.
Bill, I'm beginning to think Ben is involved in everything that's happened.
That man.
You see, Ben's a man who never forgets a grudge. He's resented Bill ever since Bill's marriage to Kit broke up. It may sound as if I'm jumping at conclusions, Del, but I'm fairly certain the only reason Ben made Henry sell out to him was in order to see Bill didn't get his job back.
It doesn't sound to me like you're jumping at conclusions. From what I know of that old buzzard, I wouldn't put anything past him. Somebody ought to muzzle Ben Calvert once and for all.
It would be better if someone could make Ben see how wrong he is, being so vindictive. He's certainly not making himself any happier, no matter how much grief he causes others.
You can't reform a guy like that, Mary.
I'll admit it seems pretty hopeless, Del, but sometimes a man like that comes to his senses.
That's our old argument. You and your wonderful optimism. I respect you for it, Mary, but I can't say I always agree.
Oh, you don't fool me, Del. You're not nearly such a cynic as you pretend.
Think so, huh? Mm. Well, I hate to disillusion you, but underneath I'm as hard as a rock.
Now, don't ask me to believe that. Save it for your customers.
Anyway, I'm not so tough that I can't imagine what all this must be doing to those kids, to Peggy and Bill. Bill's losing his job must have given their plans an awful setback.
It has. You see, Bill can't get a job anywhere in Wakefield.
Oh.
There aren't a great many openings to begin with. And with the banks letting him go, well, nobody else will hire him.
It's a darn shame. Poor Lefty. This must have been a blow to him. The way he dotes on Peggy, he must be just about crazy.
You know, originally, Lefty wasn't too pleased at the idea of Peggy's marrying Bill. But the last few months, seeing how happy she was, he began to come around.
Good for him.
He even drew up some plans for the house he wanted to build for them.
No.
He said he'd been saving his money all these years just so he could do something for Peggy someday.
Bless his old heart. As you know, Mary, sometimes I've been awfully hurt the way Lefty treated me, but I forgave him long ago. And then last time I was down, we had such a nice talk. It took all that old bitterness away.
I'm glad, Dale.
No matter what happens, even though we'll never get together from the way it looks, at least I can think of him without its hurting.
Well, that makes me very happy, Dale. And you never can tell. Someday, maybe.
Now, Mary, don't you go off on one of your beautiful pipe dreams again. Besides, it doesn't matter what happens to an old battle axe like me. But gol darn it, it does about those youngsters. And yet, it doesn't look as if there's much you can do.
There's one thing we can do, and that's find Mario. Find him, persuade him to come back home and straighten this all up.
Mary, you don't mean to say that that's why you and Bill came here to Chicago. Because you got the idea of looking for him.
That's right, Dell. Bill felt it was the only way, and I agreed with him.
And you came along to give Bill moral support, huh? Well, I don't blame you. When we dropped him off at the hotel, he looked as if he could stand some buckling up, poor guy. Do you know where Mario lives here?
Well, he wrote a letter to his lawyer. It was mailed from here, but there was no return address.
Oh, Mary, in a city the size of Chicago.
We've got to find him, Dale.
Sure. Sure you do. Well, you could go to an agency, I guess, one of those deals where they look for missing persons.
Yes, I know, but that might be pretty expensive.
Oh, good Lord, Mary, if there's a chance of finding this guy, don't worry about the money. I can give you all you need.
Well, thank you, Dale. That's very generous of you, but... Well, Bill has so much pride, I'm sure he'd never agree to accepting that sort of help.
Oh, that's silly, Mary. After all, the main thing is to find this Mario.
Yes, I know, but...
Look, do you realize how many people disappear in a city this size every year without leaving a trace?
No, I don't, but I can imagine there must be quite a few.
Hundreds. That's why I'm kind of worried. To think of you and Bill starting out like two babes in the wood. Honestly.
I realize I don't know how to set about searching for a person. But I had an idea I'd go to Inspector Russo and ask his advice.
Russo?
Yes, Dale. Remember how helpful he was during the Conley affair. If it hadn't been for him, heaven knows what would have happened.
Sure, but this, well, this is entirely different, Mary. I know you two got along swell the last time, but that doesn't mean he'd help you now. You see, he's been promoted since then.
Promoted? And,
yeah, he's captain in the homicide division.
I see.
And Mary, those guys, well, they aren't apt to go chasing around looking for someone just out of the goodness of their hearts. Besides, this situation of yours isn't in his department anyway.
But he'd know how to find someone, don't you see?
Well, from what Lily told me, this Carla Descari wouldn't even swear out a charge against her husband.
Oh, my goodness, Dale. The only thing in the world Carla wants is for Mario to come home. And, Dale, she needs Mario so very much. Especially now.
Oh, what woman doesn't need the man she loves? But just the same, Mary, so far as Russo goes, since there's no charge against Mario, he wouldn't be your man. Missing persons detail would be your best bet. And as I say, they have dozens of cases every week. Guys who disappear for one reason or another and drop out of sight completely.
You're probably right, but just the same, I have a feeling Captain Russo will be willing to help me. Anyway, I'll try. I'm going to see him first thing tomorrow morning.
Aunt Mary was thinking of something she hadn't told Dell. The fact that Carla Descari was going to have a baby. That was the reason Aunt Mary felt doubly determined to find Mario Descari and restore him to his home. It was important to the future of her niece Peggy, whose marriage to Bill Meade might never take place unless the present trouble might be cleared up. But it was characteristic of Mary Lane to seek happiness for others as well as for her own flesh and blood.